శ్రీరామకృష్ణానికి
జై,
జై గురు మహాశ్రీ ప్రభుపాదుడికి
జై.
ఎవరు ప్రభావం అండి? హరే కృష్ణ. So we have very short reading of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Something's written somewhere?
That's it, sir. So Prem, this is a reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Metapartana. జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య జయ నిత్యానంద జయ 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 శ్రీ చైతన్య
జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య
జయ నిత్యానంద
జయ
జయ దైత చంద్ర
జయ
శ్రీ గౌరభక్త వృంద
శ్రీ వృంద
జయ కొరంగ మహాప్రభుకి
జయ.
సో రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆదిలీలా, దిస్ ఇస్ ఏ ఫోర్త్ చాప్టర్ ఫోర్త్ యాప్ ద కాన్ఫిడెన్షియల్ రీజన్స్ ఫర్ ది లోస్ పేరెంట్స్. సో ప్రేమ రస, ప్రేమరస
ప్రేమరస
నిరాయస
నిరాయస
నిరాస
నిరాస
కొడితే
కొడితే
ఆస్వాదాన
ఆస్వాదాన
రాగమార్గ
రాగమార్గ
భక్తి
భక్తి
లోకే
లోకే
కొడితే
కొడితే
ప్రచారణ
ప్రచారణ
రసిక శేఖర కృష్ణ
కృష్ణ
పరమ కరుణ ఏ దు హెచ్చు హోయితే ఇషారా
ఇషారా
ఉద్గమ
ఉద్గమ.
ప్రేమ రస నిరాశ కోయితే ఆస్వాదాన ప్రేమరస నిర్యాస కోయితే ఔషధాన రాగమార్గ భక్తి లోకి కోయితే ప్రచారణ రాగమార్గ భక్తి లోకి కోయితే ప్రచారణ రసిక శేఖర కృష్ణ పరమ కరుణ రసిక శేఖర కృష్ణ పరమ కరుణ ఏ ద్వే హెటు హోయితే ఇషార ఉద్గమ ప్రేమ రస నిర్యాస కోయితే ఔషధాన రాగమార్గ భక్తి లోకి కోరితే ప్రచారణ రసిక శేఖర కృష్ణ పరమ కరుణ హేతు హోయితే ఇషార ఉద్గమ ఏది హేతు హోయితే ఇషార ఉద్గమ రాయి పరంగ మాకే ఎవరు ప్రభావం అండి? Translation performed by His Divine Rachel Prabhupada. So the Lord's desire means Gauranga Mahaprabhu's desire to appear was born from two reasons. Number one, the Lord wanted to taste the sweet essence of the mellows of love of God and Number two, he wanted to propagate devotional service in the world on the platform of spontaneous attraction. Thus, he is known as supremely jubilant and as the most merciful of all. Paramakaruna. That Lachandas Thakur sings a beautiful song. Paramakaruna Pahuntu Jana Nitai Gauri Chandra. As supremely merciful. So, translation, the Lord's appearance coming to this world, it has two reasons. Number one is that he wanted to taste the mellow, the sweet essence of the mellows of love of God. What is the love of God? And number two, he also wanted to propagate, to spread the devotional service in the world on the platform of spontaneous attraction. Therefore, he is known as the most supremely merciful, Paramakaruna, or is also known as supreme merciful personality of all the avatars. So, purport by his mind, Mr. Prabhupada, during the period of Lord Krishna's appearance, the killing of asuras or non-believers such as Kamsa and Darasandha was done by Vishnu, who was within the person of Sri Krishna. Thus, apparent killing by Lord Sri Krishna took place as a matter of course and was an incidental activity for him. But the real purpose of Lord Krishna's appearance was to stage a dramatic performance of his transcendental pastimes at the Brajabhumi. Thus, exhibiting the highest limit of transcendental mellow in the exchanges of reciprocal love between the living entity and the Supreme Lord. These reciprocal exchanges of mellows are called Raga Bhakti or devotional service to the Lord in transcendental rapture. Lord Sri Krishna, wants to make known to all the conditioned souls that he is more attracted by Raga Bhakti than Vidhi Bhakti or devotional service under secluded regulations. Under scheduled or scheduled regulations. It is said in the Vedas, this is from Taittiriya Upanishad 2.7, Raso Vai Saha, the absolute truth is the reservoir for all kinds of reciprocal exchanges of loving sentiments. He is also causelessly merciful, and he wants to bestow upon us this privilege of Raga Bhakti. Thus, he appeared by his own internal energy. He was not forced to appear by any extraneous force. So it is very clear that in the mission of Krishna consciousness, so in the journey of Krishna consciousness, so we have to always render our devotional service in such a way that ultimately one will be promoted to the highest platform of bhakti, devotional service. So, bhakti is the topmost platform in the exchange of this loving relationships between the Lord and His servants. So there are different stages of the bhakti. So we are beginning Vidhi Bhakti, following the rules and the regulations of devotional service, and then promoting slowly as one makes progress in spiritual life. So, like here, the Lord, which is Gauranga Mahaprabhu, so he wanted to see the living, this loving essence, a sense of mellows of love of God, how to actually develop this beautiful, let's say, the transcendental love of God. How is it? How Radharan is so attracted to the Lord, how the Lord is attracted to Radharani. So this a transcendental exchange of love, this loving relationship, is actually is the highest platform. So this is called Raga Bhakti, or pure devotional service. This is a prema bhakti that when one develops, you know, this understanding, then you know, this a relationship will become manifest in the life of a person. The Lord wants to experience this, so therefore He appeared there as a Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And secondly, this exchange of love or this a devotional service, since this is the highest platform, so He also wanted to spread this to the human society, throughout the world, that give this freely given this process. Therefore, He is also regarded as the most merciful of all the incarnations. Nitai Gaurachandra Parama Karuna Pahudujana Nitai Gaurachandra Sab Avatar Sara Shiromani. Shiromani means the topmost. From all the avatars of the Supreme Lord is regarded as Shiromani. He is the crown jewel of all the avatars. Because He is freely giving this love of God, how to develop love of God freely. So in this way, the living entities, especially the human forms, of the fortunate human beings, will get this understanding, this benefit, only for the benefit. And He wanted to spread this to the entire planet. So therefore, the Lord appeared. Also, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that the Yadā yadāya dharmasa glānir bhavati bhārata abhyutānam adharmasa tadātmānam siddhāmaham paritrānāyam sādhanām virāsāya siddhuskritam dharma-samsthāpanārthāya sambhavāmi yuge-yuge. So He appeared, the rose appearance in millennium after millennium is actually to re-establish these religious principles. But re-establish religious principles means to actually to broadcast this understanding that the love of Godhead is the supreme. It's the supreme, because unless one has that understanding, and one will be simply bewildering. So therefore this is to establish religious principles, the genuine religious culture is a dharma. To establish a religious, genuine dharma is actually to develop the pure, unconditional love for the Supreme, unalloyed love of the Lord, Supreme Lord. So, for that reason, the Lord appears. It's like generally what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here Krishna's Kaviraj is also saying, that the Lord's appearance the reason was that he himself wanted to see, to show how to develop love of God. So that way, when he shows this example, then that the sensitive souls will be attracted. So therefore, this pure devotional service means, or pure religious principles means actually to show, to demonstrate unalloyed devotional love to the Supreme Lord. He wanted to attract that. And then he wanted also to make this known to everyone who is sincere, who is looking, who is seeking for the ultimate destination in life's journey, for the ultimate understanding about the purpose, the meaning, and the value of human form of life. Because unless we have that knowledge, that desire, then one will not be interested in seeking this religious truth, or religious meaning, or religious undertaking, because life will be simply, people will be attracted by material sense enjoying tendency. So therefore, it is very important in understanding that why one has to practice this religious principle. Why? Because this, you know, those who are the materialists, you know, they think that, you know, human life is, you know, to raise, to collect a lot of, to raise a lot of money, a lot of fun, and to enjoy life, material life, while one is living. So that is that the meaning, that's the value. Because this is called the materialist people. The people who are not interested in spiritual, in the lasting meaning, in searching the lasting meaning and the lasting values of life. And for those people, because they do not have the vision, they do not have that the understanding. So these are called the materialist people. And in the age of Kali, so materialist people are 75% of the whole population are materialists. A very minority are interested in searching for the spiritual meaning, purpose of life. 25% in the age of Kali. So in this way, in Kali Yuga, since the majority are doing the wrong thing, if a lot of people are doing the wrong thing, then one also thinks, oh, maybe this wrong thing may be right. So that's why people are misled, and majority of the people are younger generation are misled. Therefore, this is a therefore it is very important to recognize in the middle of all this, you know, this among these people, there are a few, you know, small percentage of people trying to maintain or to be fully aware about the what is right and what is wrong and what is good and what is bad. So there are not very many in the age of Kali, and it's therefore it is very important one has to practice this religious life, or very important principle. And but for this purpose, therefore, in order to show, unless you show it something very profound and very significant, that the people will not be so easily attracted. Therefore, the Lord Himself wanted to come. And He came and demonstrated how this love of God, how this is attractive, and how to show that it is useful. It is not only useful, it is the highest platform of one's existence, the human form of life. But therefore, the Lord, by His own causeless mercy, descended in this world, in this as avatar. So this is the purpose that and we belong. All this our sampradaya. We are in the Brahma, Madhva, and Gaudiya sampradaya. So this is this is sampradaya we belong to this sampradaya. Therefore, we have to follow the footsteps of our previous acharyas and try to develop this knowledge, how to utilize this rare form of human form of life in developing love of Godhead. Prabhupada says, back to Godhead. So once we have love of Godhead, then we will return to back to Godhead. And so in this way, it is very important to remain very steady. Steady means fixed. We should fix our life so that that we should never deviate from devotional our practices. And so in this way, and not only that, once you know once you become, we become sincere, then we can also influence others. Now this is in the form of preaching. So the Lord says, who is broadcasting His glories, you know, those people are very dear to Him, to the Lord. So and the Lord, you know, is very merciful and He is very compassionate. Then, you know, there's a change of the feelings even between the Lord and His servants, like a master and a disciple, and among different, you know, different relationship among different people. So unless there is some kind of a reciprocation, you know, this one-way traffic is not very interesting. It should be both ways, from two ways. So that's why the Lord is giving mercy, and then we respond spontaneously. So therefore, this change of this mellows, this is called a rasa. Rasa means this mellow. So it is so wonderful that is always increasing. And so in such experiences, the stage develop in the life of a sincere person, servant of the Lord, then they will be eligible to enter into this confidential platform of experience in the higher taste, the after the rasa, this is a transcendental relationship in the form of the raga bhakti, developing this pure devotional love. So this is a change of mellows. So in this way, so one will be fixed in one's devotional journey, and in that way will never be attracted by any other material desires, will not be able to influence as a person. So that everyone will, when one is very sincerely praying and serving the Lord, that the Lord is his servants, and someday by the blessings of the Lord, people will develop this understanding and be situated properly in that in that journey. So in this way, we have to always very sincerely pray for the blessings, and so that one will be eligible to actually receive such blessings. So this is very, very important. We should not get disappointed if something on the way, some kind of a little difficulty comes on the way. But that is kind of a test. The Lord is testing whether such an individual, as a servant, is whether he has understood or not. So you have to become a little tolerant, become a little more realistic. Life should be, there are sentiments there that is also, in the right way it is good, but at some time one has also to be practical. You have to be practical. Because the practical means you pray, but if the answer doesn't come immediately, that you should not get disappointed. In fact, sometimes the answer may come very slow, and the answer will come much later. But you should not think that, well, I have been doing devotional life for 25 years, 30 years, 40 years, I'm not feeling much, happiness and the pleasure. I'm chanting for so many years, but my mind is sometimes somebody asks like this, so Maharaj, what do you do? So what is the... But you may like something very quick, and the Lord may say that, well, this nice devotee, maybe I'll give him some more time. But let me test him some more. So in this way, we have to be always only by the mercy, pray for the blessings of the Lord. But someday it will come. It will come. And to some it comes a little faster, to some it comes a little later. But it will come. So in this way, we have to carry on. We have to conduct our service. But Mahaprabhu says, whether you handle me roughly or fondly, you are only my shelter. So whatever you... So in this way, this approach is the sublime way. But from our part, we have to prepare ourselves so in this way that we will be eligible to receive the Lord's blessings. So in this way, this feeling, the relationship in the form of bhakti is the most sublime form of the relationship. So we have to pray for the blessings and for the Lord's mercy under all circumstances, at all times. So that what is the that's the key. And so the Lord wanted to also taste this the love of God, and also He wanted to propagate this this process. This is the propagation is for the benefit of the entire living beings, of the entire jiva that manifests, because the jivas are struggling and say very suffering. All are suffering in this material world. But seeing that, the Lord is so merciful that He wanted to relieve this suffering. So unless, therefore, unless love of, they say, the love of God, by devotional service, unless it is understood, and the living entities may still be attracted by the lower modes of nature. They will be wandering in this material life form, bird to bird. So therefore, in order to lift them, these living beings, the Lord wanted to propagate. And therefore, this is the Lord's and the blessings. So I will end here. And since there is a little program tomorrow, our Dhyana Balabha will make a short announcement. And so we'd like to thank our Bon Maharas for coming from another planet. and also all the devotees, you know, from different planets. Our Prana Bala will make a short announcement.
So I just wanted to inform all the devotees about tomorrow's program. We start at 7:15 with the Diti greeting. A temple program after we have Srila Prabhupada's Guru Puja. And then maybe around 8 o'clock we have feet washing ceremony. And after that feet washing ceremony we have a Guru Puja, and then after Guru Puja we have some speeches and glorifications about Sri Pad Maharaj. And then those devotees who like to cook something for Sri Pad Maharaj, they can contact our Krishna Prema Rupa Prabhu. He's our chief cook. This is Ramachandra. So you can go to him and he can tell you where is everything and what has to be done. Also, he needs, in the afternoon, he needs some help of some devotees to make some samosas. Many things have to be done. So please, if you want to do something in the kitchen, please contact him. So then, yes, we have a Kumaraj Vyas Puja speech also, maybe around 11:30, 12 o'clock. After that, we like to offer what devotees cook to Guru Maharaj. And then we'll make one more Guru Puja, and then after we will have Mahaprasadam for everyone. That is the morning's program. And then in the evening, there's a cultural program, which will start with the Gora Artik at 7 o'clock. And then maybe around 7:45, like today's class, we'll have a cultural program with dance, with pantomime, with many different things, many surprises. and that will maybe go on maybe until 10:30. And then everybody should go and take rest. And then... Slideshow? Yes, slideshow will be also there. Many, many different... items are in the program that you will see in the evening.
Avec les éclaircissements de Maharaj, une fois par semaine, so on a tous avancé très rapidement.
Okay. Then, you know French?
No, I don't. So then there's, for the devotees who are sleeping in a temple, we like to ask you to give a donation for the temple. Since you are using the heating system and hot water and prasadam and everything. So our temple's arrangement is like that for guests who are staying overnight. We ask them for 20 francs and for the prasadam 10 francs. But tomorrow's prasadam is all sponsored. For that you don't need to worry. But those devotees who are sleeping here, maybe they can come to me and give me the money, and then I can hand it over to the devotees from the temple. And another point was today, there was a parking places, little difficult here around the temple. There's one parking place a little bit in a forest where you can park the whole day. And you should not park in front of the house, it is dangerous, maybe you get a fine from the police. And especially you should not park beside the next house, because this is a company and they have sometimes guests and they need their parking places. And they're a little bit burned out with our devotees always parking there, and you should really not park there, so please. You can use the parking place upstairs or the blue area.
You can put a sign there, if possible. Because some of the new ones might have known.
I think more or less all are here now, and all they know now.
But where is the forest for parking?
I just need laps. Those who have to don't know yet, I can show them the way. Can explain.
Nearby.
10 minutes walk.
Start in the mountain?
No, it's near. Okay, so then I think everybody should go and take rest, and then we are.
I just wanted to add one correction.
Yes.
This is a prasadam. Oh, generally, whenever I am there and during this type of festival, we have a kirtan. This kirtan, maybe we will do like that. So when the Gaura Arati, we'll have a kirtan. We're standing with two drummers, and we'll have a little all standing, and then we have a kirtan. This time we'll have a little short kirtan. This is in the evening after the when we gather for, and this kirtan is generally we have been doing with in the Manipuri style. In the but here we'll do it in the what style we'll do here? We'll do the Swiss style, right? So that will be maybe so that the time will be around the Gaura Arati, right? After the or maybe before, just a little bit before your main program. So that we'll start with that. And regarding cooking prasadam, that is prasadam that is prepared in this way that we first offer to Prabhupada and Gornitai and Jagannath Balarama Subhadra. So for their pleasure, we offer this prasadam and we receive the prasadam. So that we should do in that spirit. So in this way, whatever you prepare, should be for the pleasure of our Prabhupada and God Jai and Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra Maharani, and Prabhupada is pleased, and we're all very happy at the mercy blessings. So that is correction that I was wanted to make. And so prepare anything that so that will be pleasing to our devotees. Some of them are very expert in making, preparing for the pleasure of Jagannath Balarama Subhadra. Some sweets and these items, and then some are expert for pleasing to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Like a special, and then some are for Prabhupada. And so there are different items. So you can those who are expert anything. I think you are all expert. So with love and feeling this year and next year especially, this is called our Srila Prabhupada's 108 disappearance festival. So in this way, there is a special effort from the GBC members to make sure that this is done that way. And so therefore it is totally appropriate that we try to remember Prabhupada's blessings and the mercy so that we can all carry on. I'm very happy here in Switzerland. I find it is very, very nice and very very conducive for devotional practice. And here the devotees are very, they are very sweet, very very nice and very welcoming, you know, anyone who's coming here visiting. And So it's very nice, you know, this devotional platform. So in this way, our visiting devotees, I'm sure those who come in, many actually wanted to come from different parts of the world, like from Singapore, from Bali, but our program was actually changed from here and there, the plan to, but somehow because of the change, I think there was, but then since I wanted to come here on the way to the United States, so that's how it was fixed at the last minute, right? but anyway, I'm happy here, and also happy to see our devotees coming, and especially, you know, those who came to Rome for the Congress, you're all recovering, hopefully, and our one of the important part of the Congress is, you know, the cooking for those. I think we took around almost like 250 to 300 people to prasad every day for 3 days. And so there, even when I went to Rome, they are still talking about the prasadam. But it's how nice it was and how very, you know, very professionally done. And our Krishna Premarupa was also heading that project, that prasadam. It was not very easy in that short time in that little place, but it was very wonderful. We have most of the cooks are here. Our even Premadatta is also here. Premadatta, the Italian cooks, is a Premadatta, Krishna Premarupa, and our Kapal Kripa, and so they're all cooks. And we have Brihaspati from France, and his wife. We have Radhanath, his wife, his daughter, and then our Italian cooks, and so from all over the planet, cooks came. But sometimes I say, half of the delegates are in the kitchen, and half are in the scientific discussion, half are in the prasadam discussion. So, but our scientists, I got some very nice letters from many scientists about the program, and so I'm very happy. And especially from the Vatican, those Vatican people became, you know, very close friends, very welcoming. And so this was all the your you know, nice mood of welcoming people and the serving people, and so that way it was very well received. Got many letters from most of the participants, some guests. So they were expressing their, you know, they wanted to, don't want to miss any other congress in the future. They all wanted to come back. And Maharaj also, Maharaj, his disciples are very expert in cooking. Maharaj himself is very, very expert. He can get many, many special items. He is transported from some other planet. So it's very nice. And so I'd like to thank especially our Muridhar. Muridhar is our temple president here in Zurich. Muridhar. So everybody, should know him. Muridhar, raise your hand. There is it. And so it's very nice. I'm on my way to the United States, and for a few days, and from there after coming back, I have I have some program that I'm going next month to Pakistan. I'm in the peace mission, so whenever there is some problem, I'm going there. Pakistan, and after coming back from Pakistan, then we have Mayapur Festival. And this following Mayapur Festival is regarded as a very important one, because many things are planned to happen this year. So especially in India, there's a lot of preparation. And that could be good. Be nice if many of you could visit in India next year for at least about 10-15 days. That would be very nice. All right, so what time is our Mangala Arati here?
4:15.
Oh, really? Why is it in Zurich it's 4? Quarter past is, in other places it's 4:30, right? But he has special Swiss time. Yeah, in Manipur it will be 4 o'clock. Because the sun comes early, 4. But here, 4:15, right? And let's see. In Manipur, what is your
Manipur? 4:30.
4:15?
No, 4:30.
Oh, 4:30.
In the winter.
Winter. In Manipur, in winter, 4 o'clock. And in summertime, 3:30. Because Manipur is in the easternmost part of India. And so the time, in India, we don't have any time zone. The same time zone. Therefore, there the sun comes at, in the summertime, it comes around 4:15. But in Bombay, it will come around like 6:30, 7 o'clock. So that's about 2.5 hours difference, time zone. But they use the same time zone. So I also make my own time zone in Manipur. Well, like the Janmashtami, we do the Abhishek around 10 o'clock. Because 2 hours, instead of waiting at 12, because it's already 12 in Manipur, but in Bombay it's only 10 o'clock. So I do the 10 o'clock, so therefore I also make my own time zone. Switzerland also. Yes. Good for Swiss clock is very famous. Time. Okay, so if anybody is coming in Mangala Arati 4:15, right?
Yes.
Okay. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Jai Jirgi Atra ki.
Jai.
Guru Prabhupada
ki. Jai.